America Weekend.
What is the malted liquor? What gets you drunker quicker? What comes in bottles or in cans?
Beer.
Can't get enough of it.
Beer.
How we really love it.
Beer.
Makes me think I'm a man.
Beer.
I could kiss and hug it,
beer.
But I'd rather chug it.
Beer.
Got my belly out to here.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Stoffo.
It is fall, and that means pumpkins and beer. In this case, pumpkin beer and pork chops, too. Time to check in with our food contributor, Joanna Pruce, for a tantalizing meal idea as the days continue to get shorter. Joanna, welcome back to the show.
Great to be here.
It is always great to have you on. You always tantalize us with these tasty treats. So we're talking about beer. Tell us about the excitement of beer and how it relates to pork chops.
Beer is being used by everybody. Beer offers an awful lot of variety, and there are two principal kinds of beers. There are ales and lagers, but the ones we really want to talk about, I think, are the ales, and that's the wheat beers, the pale ales, the porters and stouts, and we can go all the way from the very, I used a wheat beer in the recipe we're going to talk about, but you can go all the way to stout, which is the Irish style. It's dark, malty, kind of chocolatey. You can use it in gingerbread and chocolate cake and all. I did a steak and stout in dark beer. So there's a lot of variety. And the one most important thing I would say, if you're going to start cooking with beer, always make sure to taste it. It's like wine. If you don't like when you taste it, you're not going to like it when you're eating it.
Now it's pork chops with apples, wild mushrooms, and sauerkraut. So this is a combination of many, many different things in the pumpkin beer. And I mean, this sounds really, really good. And it's not too difficult to make, right?
It is not difficult to make. And I've been developing recipes for decades at this point. And so what I try and do is I love being influenced by what's in the market, by seasonal foods. And so it worked very well with everything that was right in front of me. I didn't have to go look, and we have our supermarkets these days have fresh herbs. We do have dried mushrooms. It's pretty easy to make.
So bring us through the recipe. Talk to us about the step-by-step procedure.
Great. So I bought just a half an ounce of dried mushrooms, and I soaked them in warm water until they were soft. And then the reason you rehydrate them is you want to get rid of any kind of sand or dirt that's on them, and you want to bring them back to an edible stage. And then rather than throwing that water out, Christina, I said strain it through a very fine strainer and line it with a wet paper towel because you don't want all the liquid to be absorbed in the paper towel. And you can use that liquid instead of stock. And so it just adds flavor. And if you want to further add, if you've used a lot of water, you could microwave it in a container to reduce it.
Okay.
The thing you want to do with your pork chops is you want to get them at room temperature and season them. I use kosher salt and pepper, and I use a cast iron skillet because I think you can get it really hot. And what you want to do is sear the meat to lock in the juices. And you don't want them, whatever number of pork chops you're making or when you're making a stew, you don't want to crowd the meat because then it's just going to get, it's going to be steaming. Mm. So you just want to get that really beautiful brown color. Turn it once. Don't move them. Even if you're cooking like scallops, put them in there, sear them, turn them once. That's what you want to do. And you're going to take them and put them in just a plate on the side. Then what you're going to do is, now I used oil to sear them. And the reason I'm using oil is it has a high flame point. But then when I'm going to go ahead and start adding onions and apples and everything else, I used a little butter. And the reason being is butter gives it a richer flavor.
Sure.
So, and you don't use a lot of either one of them. Again, what you're going to do is you're going to just saute them until they're golden. And you just stir them a little bit. And then I add garlic, and I only cook it for 30 seconds. And why do I only cook it for 30 seconds? Because nobody wants the taste of burnt garlic.
To overwhelm the entire dish.
Just kill it.
And yep. I think people make the mistake sometimes. They add garlic, and if you go too much with it, all of a sudden you got, you know, garlic chops with garlic beer.
Exactly. Yeah. So what we're doing now is we're building layers of flavors. I then add those rehydrated mushrooms, which, you know, if there are any kind of hard parts, you want to get rid of them. Mm-hmm. You want to chop them if they're too big. And I add sauerkraut, which I rinsed and squeezed dry for two reasons. One, I want to get rid of some of the salt. Some sauerkraut you buy is very salty. The other thing is you want to squeeze it dry because you don't want to add that water. You've rinsed it. You don't want to add that to the wonderful flavors you're building. So you keep cooking that, and then what we do is we use about a half cup of the reserved liquid along with some beer, cream, a little bit of cream, a couple teaspoons of mustard. You make that into a mixture, and you pour it over all these wonderful onions, mm-hmm. and I added, again, fresh thyme and sage. Put it in the oven.
Sounds yummy. So now, if people want to see the recipe, they can go to your website, which is Joanna Pruess, PRUESS.com. They'll be able to see the recipe. They'll be able to try it, and it will make quite a delectable fall dinner. So it's pork, it's beer, it's sauerkraut, it's all the goodness in life. Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalecki.
I'm Christina Stolfo.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. Diane had just paid her fare on a city bus and was beginning to sit down when it pulled away from the curb. She fell and hurt her back, so she sued the city for her pain and injuries. But in court, the city proved that the bus was operating in a safe manner because the driver did not swerve dangerously away from the curb. Who do you think won this case? The final verdict after this.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Although it was proven that the driver didn't swerve dangerously, it is still the driver's duty to wait until Diane had a chance to sit down before moving the bus. Diane won, and that's the final verdict.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So does your child like to be tickled? Well, it can do wondrous bonding things. Here's what a physiological tickle is and the science of it. First, a tickle is any attempt to defend the body's vulnerable parts, and you can't tickle yourself. Well, maybe a little. Second, only when the tickler is perceived as harmless will a person enjoy a tickle. What's the cheap psychological trick? When you tickle your child, they trust you. They believe you. They believe you will not harm them. They are surrendering themselves to you. They laugh because they love you. Between parent and child, this is an inviolate trust. Do it right, and it can facilitate a lifetime of love and bonding. Do it wrong, cross the line, and a simple tickle can turn into a lifetime of separation. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.